With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Ukrainian President Zelensky believes his country's relationship with the U.S. will continue. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Zelensky believes the U.S.-Ukraine partnership will survive despite last week's contentious Oval Office meeting with President Trump and Vice President Vance. Despite his optimism about U.S. relations, Zelensky says a deal to end the war with Russia is still very, very far away. The diplomatic upheaval prompted European leaders to hold an emergency weekend summit to show support for Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a shocking turn takes place today in an Illinois courtroom.
The man accused of opening fire at an Independence Day parade in suburban Chicago in 2022 has pleaded guilty to murder and attempted murder moments ahead of opening arguments for his Monday trial. 23-year-old Robert Cremo did not address the court. The shooting left 7 people dead and wounded more than 40. Sentencing on his guilty plea will come April 23rd. Cremo is certain to spend the rest of his life behind bars. I'm Julie Walker.
Water winds in South Carolina and North Carolina are helping firefighters battle blazes that caused evacuations and threatened hundreds of homes over the weekend. Firefighters kept a massive blaze near Myrtle Beach from destroying any homes. That's despite social media videos of orange skies at night and flames engulfing pine trees just yards away. The danger is not over. Officials in all of South Carolina banning almost all outdoor fires, including burning yard debris in western North Carolina. Firefighters setting blazes in order to burn fuel and contain a wildfire in Polk County. This is SRN News. A warning about Mexico.
Americans think a lot about our southern neighbor, but primarily in the context of illegal immigration. But Open Doors U.S. says Mexico is now the second worst persecutor of Christians in all of Latin America, behind only Nicaragua, and number 31 on the worldwide ranking. The government isn't the problem. It's the giant drug cartels that virtually run the country. They don't hesitate to kill Christians who seek to help their victims or even try to broker peace. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge is overturned to block President Trump's plan to pull federal funding from institutions that provide sex change operations on children. U.S. District Court Judge Lauren King in Seattle issued a permanent injunction over the weekend. She had previously granted a 2-week restraining order after the Democratic Attorneys General of Washington, Oregon, and Minnesota sued the Trump administration. Colorado has since joined that case. This is SRN News. Preparations are being made for the annual Easter egg roll at the White House.
First Lady Melania Trump says preparations are underway for this spring's White House Easter egg roll. The 147-year tradition dates back to the Rutherford B. Hayes presidency in 1878. This year's event will be held on the South Lawn of the White House on April 21st. Tickets are free and can be requested through an online lottery that opens March 4th and ends March 10th. The winners will be announced on March 18th. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
A private lunar lander has touched down on the moon, delivering a drill and other experiments for NASA. Firefly Aerospace's Blue Ghost lander descended from lunar orbit Sunday, aiming for an impact basin on the moon's near side. And the countdown to March Madness is on. The tournament tips off with the first four on March 18th, and the first round gets underway March 20th. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.